As a business owner, having a positive mindset is absolutely essential if you want to be successful. But 2020 has thrown us all a massive curveball. Okay, that's probably the understatement of the century. But I've found it interesting to see the differing perspectives. Some people are wishing this year would hurry up and just end already, but others are having their best year yet. How would you personally describe 2020 in a few words or a few sentences? I threw this question out to my network recently, and I'll mention some of the responses along with my thoughts later in the episode. Personally, I've done my best to turn the lemons from 2020 into lemonade, and I'm pretty happy with the results. You've probably heard snippets about the stuff I've been doing via past podcast episodes, but I realize I haven't actually given you a proper summary of everything I've been doing. So I thought I would make this episode a little different to my other solo episodes. And rather than being completely scripted and structured, I'm going to let my thoughts flow and share my ups and downs with you as my contribution to the Mental Health Month series. Now, if you do need further emotional or mental health support, please reach out to the wonderful organizations like Lifeline, Beyond Blue, or the Black Dog Institute. Let's get started. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I help business owners just like you overcome their fear of failure and find the courage within to step up, show up, and make an impact on the world, while also living a lucrative life and reaching their full potential. And I do this through strategic marketing advice and engaging conversational copywriting at Right Time Marketing. So feel free to book in a free 30-minute discovery call with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. So yes, isn't it interesting, this year, but you know, it often is a natural go-to state to go negative, you know, and you look at the news. There's occasionally a good story squeezed in there among the doom and gloom, but most of it is all deaths or sicknesses lately COVID has just taken over the whole news. And, you know, with all of this, with COVID and that fear-mongering of other things going on out there in the media, it can be hard to push through and, you know, and see the positives in life. And this is one of the reasons why I personally don't tune into the news. It sounds naive, but I do like to live in my own bubble and focus on my own world and focus on the things that I can control, not the things happening in the wider community and world that I don't have control over that just frustrate me and just create that negativity that I don't need. It just doesn't serve me. It just makes me feel more helpless, and it's not a great state of mind. Do you feel the same way? Do you watch the news? Feel free to, send me a PM on Instagram, LinkedIn, or whatever, and let me know your thoughts on this. But, you know, I choose to be positive, and I am probably 90% of the time. I do have bad days. Like the other week, I just had a really bad day. Nothing was going my way. I just wanted to have a bit of, you know, chocolate, ice cream, a cup of tea, and go to bed like at 8 o'clock. But, you know, I just let myself have that bad day. I'm thankful I haven't actually had depression. It's usually just bad days. So I just accept that that's that day. That doesn't define me, that mood. And then I just go, tomorrow's a new day, and go on. So as mentioned in my intro, I asked my network how they would describe 2020 a few years. 2020 feels like a few years for some people, in a few words or a few sentences. And I'm actually impressed that the majority of responses were fairly optimistic. The words illusion, different, most unusual year ever and an absolute shit show from Zoe Simmons. Those words were thrown around. And it also was referred to as the year the world was put on hold by Rosie Kovacs, which I do like that. But then, you know, then there was people who were just appreciative. And I mean, not that those who said those words weren't, but I had beautiful phrases come through, like from Jane Tweedy, who said the year was a combination of luck, attitude, industry, location, and resilience could move you from challenges to opportunities and back again in a heartbeat. Yes, there was no predictability in this year. And look, it's not over yet. We're only in October. But just people, I think, and I said this the other day to someone, you know, we're so used to things just going the same way as normal. And this year just kind of made us realize that we can't rely on things to be constant. We have to learn how to adapt a lot better. And I feel like we've all built up these skills to adapt so much more so than ever before. And on a global scale, obviously, not just from one person who's experienced a traumatic experience, everyone's been going through the same thing. And obviously there's been some states like Victoria who've had it worse than others in Australia. So Romy Audette said the year has given her a lot of clarity around the business and career. She said, I now know what I want and what is important to me. Decisions that I probably wouldn't have reached if I wasn't in lockdown. And yeah, I 100% agree with that. Like, for example, I've always had this thought that until my kids started school, I wanted to have at least one day with them out of my week. So a couple of days with grandparents, a couple of days preschool, and me one day. And it just made me realize when we did go through the lockdown period that I was spending this Monday with my youngest, who just turned 4, but this day was just like me snapping at her constantly because we crammed in so much that day. I would be, you know, do chores in the morning, but then had swimming lessons by 11:45, had to rush to that. Then she'd want to have baby Chino and play the computers, and then we have to rush to school pickup and then take her back to swimming. So the day was just manic. And with COVID, the lockdown period, it really made me slow down and realize I don't need to be rushing around every day. Like, it doesn't serve me. And I didn't like the person I turned into when I was, you know, snapping at her to get to one place to the next. That's not valuable time. So I actually decided that I'd go to work, you know, and I work for myself full time, Monday to Friday, once, you know, the restrictions lifted. And when childcare was free, I asked if she could temporarily go on a Monday just so I could start to do some work again. It's so hard homeschooling. This is why I usually have the kids out. I have to have one hat on for work, one hat as a mum. I can't keep swapping those hats around. It just did not work for me. And so she temporarily was going on a Monday and she loved it. She loves her preschool. And so it made me realize I could value my weekends so much more and spend much more quality time with the girls on weekends rather than think, oh, I've got that Monday with her. Yeah, just go do your own thing, which sometimes I was guilty with on the weekend. And I thought I'd actually have more guilt over this decision, but I didn't. It just felt so good to have this quality time on my business when I was working in the business and the weekend, that quality time with them. And as I worked out, if I can really throw, because I was often playing catch up on Tuesdays, you know, after a long weekend every week. And once a month I have a meetup, a couple of times a month I have my Sydney Hills Business Chamber, my board group, which, you know, cuts out 2 hours for travel time. So I don't really have half a Tuesday. And I was wondering why I couldn't get stuff done. So I mentioned this in How I Get Shit Done episode, so you can go back and listen to that one. But yeah, I made that decision and COVID kind of made me come to that realization that it's okay, I'm still a good mum if I choose to have these 5 days working and have the capacity to earn more money, to have quality holidays and quality time with the family. So another comment I had was from Zoe. So even though she called it an absolute shit show, she did say after surviving the bushfires, and she and her family were personally affected by that, COVID-19 and everything else this jerk of a year has thrown at us, I feel grateful. It has shown us without a doubt what's important and what isn't. And yes, especially as I was saying, where if you're so used to doing just the same routine day in, day out, you forget sometimes how important your family is. You forget sometimes that the me time, you know, because you don't get a lot of it when you're in lockdown with your kids and your husband and everything. So yes, I totally agree with that one. And I had John Bellefont, who's an English cousin of mine. He said, thank God for broadband communications. If the pandemic had happened even 5 years ago, the majority of people would not have been able to work from home. And 100%. And I think this has opened up the minds of so many business owners out there, and, you know, companies and all these people who had to go into the work day in, day out, had to commute to the city or whatever, wherever they had to go. And they've realized that the work can actually get done from home. Sometimes probably even better quality because you're not being distracted by the water cooler and people are, you know, asking about teas and coffees and interrupting your workflow. So I'm really interested to see what happens with offices and how many people after this year are working from home or returning to the office. I know, look, from a social aspect, it is good to have that time at the office, but maybe, yeah, it'd be a lot more, everyone be a lot more open to part-time home, part-time office, rather than you must be at the office 9 to 5 and then some. And we had like Marissa Ringi said it was the best year of her life. Because as if you have listened to her episode from the other day, she's been traveling the world, which has been her dream for a long time. And they're in Vietnam. So yes, best year of life for her. Sue Hawkins said it was like navigating the side of a mountain like goats do. It seems like they have nowhere to step, but somehow they get all the way to the top. So it's a bit of that, you know, you can't see the whole staircase when you're in the dark, but you can see the step in front of you. You take one step at a time and then eventually get to your destination. And that's a great way to describe this year because you just go, all right, just take every day as it comes, just get through today, get through whatever changes are happening right now. Don't try to predict because you just won't be able to predict and just you'll get there. And where there is, who knows? So Kate Kennedy said, this is the final one I'll read out today, but I had some great ones. So if you want to check out, I'll put it up in the show notes, all the others I had. But she said, keeping an open mind to change and accepting what we cannot control. Finding a silver lining in everyday things and waking up each day thinking my glass has to be half full and not half empty. And I love that. Like I said before, you just can't control what's going on. Things in, you know, Sydney have been easing off, but you just don't know what's going to happen. So you just do your best with every day. And this is how I've tackled 2020, and this is how I've turned lemons into lemonade. And I thought I'd just, you know, give you a quick overview of where things were at end of 2019 and how they've flown for me. So I had this amazing opportunity with City of Parramatta to run a series of workshops. They would pay me fairly decent money. They're very they're fantastic at valuing their speakers and in return give this free advice, free workshops to people. And that was great. Signed off a whole series of these, including a 6-week mastermind every day, you know, once a week on a Monday or Tuesday, whatever we said, an evening, go in for 2 hours. And I managed to run one of these workshops just as COVID hit and I had two people show up and another person say, I can't believe you're still running this. And I just thought, crap, this was a really great source of income and I love doing my training. I need to kind of dabble in a little bit, but I want to do more of this. So I went back to Parramatta and spoke to Carly Rudd. Hi, Carly. She's brilliant. And I said, do you mind if I turn these workshops into webinars? And she was like, yeah, sure thing, because they still want to meet their quota of training and everything like that. Now, I'd never run webinars before. Yes, I'd gotten some experience from Zoom, using Zoom with this podcast and meetings and things like that, but hadn't had experience actually presenting in the online form. And I tell you what, it was so weird at first because everyone, and maybe guilty of this yourself, has this like deadpan bored resting face, as I called it, when you're looking at it, that everyone's faces when you're presenting online. And usually when you're in a room, you can see, you know, smiling, writing notes, nodding, positive body language. But you don't see that on the camera. And sometimes people just have their name there. You don't even see their face. So it was all very different. And the first few, I just in the end had to just get rid of that screen, just minimize it, because it put me off seeing people's faces. And I thought, no, I'm sure they're interested because I have really good feedback at the end. But yeah, that was very different for me. And yeah, and then so the 6-week masterclass thing, basically, as it turned out, things weren't going to improve with COVID, and that was nearing closer and closer because that was meant to be out May. I went back to the council and I said, are you okay if I was to turn this into a 6-week online course? And doing online courses is something that I've wanted to do but have procrastinated about because it just felt so overwhelming. What platform and how do I do it? I don't know. But you know what? I threw myself into it. And so, yes, I got the green light. And I thought, I'm not going to complicate it with platforms, uploading stuff. I know Zoom. I'm just going to do Zoom. And so pretty much what I did is I did one main information session on Tuesday for 2 hours, a Zoom webinar. And then I would have a 1-hour bonus tip via Zoom once again on the Thursday. And then a Q&A session on the Friday for another hour. And whoever wanted to tune in during that. So I had like over 100 people sign up for this because it's all free for them to attend. Free 6-week marketing online course. Everyone just jumped onto it. And this is obviously amazing as well for lead building, getting people interested in what I offer. And so I would never have had that many people every week at a 6-week masterclass probably only those who were local would do it, would turn up. Being free, you had a rough day, why show up? So it was such an amazing opportunity for me to play around with this online course thing and be paid to experiment. When do you have that opportunity to be paid to experiment with something? So I was so thankful for the council for that. And I had a Facebook group as well that I created, which I've now kept going. That's the Digital Visibility Zone. So definitely look it up, or I'll put a link in the show notes so you can join. So I've still kept that group going. And I, you know, allow people to ask questions. I engage with them. And for 6 weeks, it was brilliant. I loved it. Probably about half of the people actually tuned in, which is usually pretty standard. But yeah, this amazing opportunity. And so I'm recording this, I've got 4 more webinars I'm running for free with the council. And then, yeah, that's going to be it for the freebies for me. Bring on 2021. They're going to be paid $97 from my website and, or accessible from my paid membership group, which I'll, I might as well talk about it now, because basically the membership model as well was something I wanted to play around with. But once again, it felt all very overwhelming. But I think I was in the first week or two into the 6-week course, and I just like, I can't just take everyone on the 6-week journey and then just leave them at the end with nowhere to go. I've given the support and training of different things I can do, but then what? And so I thought, all right, this is a brilliant opportunity to do set up this membership. Oh, little one came in. Hi, Bobby. So set up my membership. And so I gave it a shot and I set it up $27 a month for this exclusive price for these guys. And I had 10 people sign up, which was amazing. And so it showed that people were interested, had that need. They built up that rapport with me. It was brilliant. So yeah, so now that, so Digital VIPs is the name of it. And I'm, just looking to grow that more and more. And ultimately it's a group to help you find that courage within to step up and show up in your business and, overcome the procrastination, learn different marketing tools, discuss it, play around with it in our group where it's a safe zone, and you'll have my support. So at the moment it's only $37 plus GST, but this will go up. Most likely in the new year, maybe sooner. So at the moment, 37 plus GST, if you do want to get on board, once again, I'll put the link in the show notes. But it's just, I'm really loving this training opportunity. It's interesting because before COVID, I would have said I was 80% copywriter, 20% trainer with the odd blogging workshop, but now it's flipped. It's 80% marketing training, 20% copywriting. Well, actually, it's probably more 50-50 because I have about 5 website jobs on the go at the moment. So, I just realized how much I love this teaching thing. And it's just, I wouldn't have come to this realization this quickly if it wasn't for COVID. And I just felt like a real win-win thing because I felt like I was giving back, giving people something to focus on when their business was quiet or closed or whatever it was. And I was giving them something and they have it for free. I was getting paid, win-win. And then, just now I've just built, I've got over 240 people now on my list of those who've signed up for webinars or my previous workshops. And I can now speak to them about all the marketing stuff I have coming up, which is just awesome. So, that's been all that. And of course I had the podcast, which I launched at the beginning of January, which was always going to be the plan. And it's been, that's pretty much been business as usual as I think it would have been. I don't think I've done anything too dramatic with it apart from talking about COVID with the guests and getting their feedback and things. But I'm so happy with how it's been going. I've loved learning from everyone who's come on the show. And I feel like, I've had experienced personal growth from them. And I know you've all been learning from them as well. And they get that exposure as well for their business. So if you do have a health and wellness business or marketing or business development type thing and you'd love to be a guest, just send me a message. I'd love to consider you. I've already got some amazing speakers lined up for the rest of the year and there's still a couple of spots left. So let me know. But so that's, pretty much where I've been at. And just to give you behind the scenes, in the lead up to COVID, I'd had about 6 months of a bit of struggle town. I had lost like 3 retainers at the same time, like monthly retainers around August last year. And suddenly I lost that consistent income. And for me, usually, December, January is quiet for me. So I just struggled to contribute what, we'd budgeted for me to transfer into our joint account each month. And I'm a positive thinker. I'm like, the money will come. But my husband had to actually sit me down and say, look, it's great. You're being positive, but we just have to physically see that money because money's just disappearing. So I did like a 21-day abundance challenge and I was feeling really good. I had, been improving my money mindset all this year. And then COVID hit. Just maybe a week or two after I finished this abundance challenge. And I'm like, hell no, I put in too much effort to just go, oh, COVID now, throw my hands in the air, that's it. I was like, okay, no, I've done this inner work. I need to continue doing it and just make this year work for me. And that is what I've done. I turned those workshops into webinars. I stepped out of my comfort zone there. I had no idea what I was doing. I can now run them. I've done running webinars on how to maximize your impact on Zoom. And there's one coming up soon in November. There's opportunities. I mean, look, I have also grabbed them for inspired action, but this year would have been very different if I wasn't forced to assess all these different things. I also just experimented with this 5-day website boosters bootcamp thing where I'm like, all right, so every day for 5 days, 1 hour each day, I give some extra tips. And it's ultimately behind the scenes in your business, getting that groundwork, the pain points of your target audience, how you solve them, and working at the basics to get the website done. And I had 5 people sign up to that. It was only a very low ticket thing as a bit of an experiment, $27. And they loved it. So I'm going to actually upload that to my website and turn that into an online evergreen course. Just have to get around to that. Because what I ended up doing for my membership, and because I struggled to get the right tools to work on my website, I had Leanne Wolf. Hi, Leanne. Help me out. She found Subhub. So Subhub is like a membership platform. You can also upload courses and things like that. And then people could actually subscribe to the membership through there. But also upload courses as like an online store. So like Kartra, if you know those, that type of thing. So I'm like, brilliant, kill two birds with one stone. I want to upload courses at some point. So yes, the membership's through there, predominantly in the Facebook group at the moment. But one exciting thing right now is I'm looking into getting an offshore VA, like part-time, 20 hours a week. Mind blown what they can then do for me, like upload this stuff, upload my podcast videos to YouTube and so much more. So I know I'm feeling like that's the right step for me now. It's been mostly me for everything. I have had Natasha, who's been my work experience girl, coming on a Thursday all year, first year uni, and she does a bit of help with my podcast, uploading it and things like that, and a few other bits of admin. I've also had Deb Ricketts help me out sometimes from Versatile VA with some with my course and some other admin stuff. And I also have the podcast VA, Lyndall Harris, and her team with editing this podcast. But ultimately, there's so many other things I need to be doing or I spend my time doing that I can offload. And I'm going offshore just because I don't have the funds right now to support Australian. I would love to in the long run. But if I can have someone 80 hours a month, oh my gosh, just even if they do it, 40 hours worth of what I would do, it's just going to change my world. So I'll let you know how that all goes. I'm in the process of finding someone at the moment. So what else has happened? I left the Clever Copywriting School community group. It was the right time since I was still in my membership group and just didn't want to step on any toes with Kate Toon. Hi, Kate. So it felt like the right time. It'd been 2.5 years in that group. It was a little bit of a shock because I had been present in that group every single day for 2.5 years. But ultimately, I had to close that door so that I could open this door to my new coaching opportunity with the Amplify Mastermind with Ruby Lee. And so basically, I left the copywriting group in August and Ruby Lee was starting in September. And it just, yeah, one door had to close so the other one could open. And this past month, I've been in a completely different headspace. I've loved the spiritual energy from Ruby and the 20 other amazing women in our group. And we have group coaching and I've one-on-one coaching with Ruby, which has just been amazing because I've never really had this guidance. I've just been kind of been like that duck, you know, it's feet underwater, even though it's swimming smoothly on top. I'm just experimenting here and often don't know what I'm doing. So it's been brilliant having that guidance. And I've just been immersing myself in like Catherine Zenkina's podcasts, books like The Source by, her name's just escaped me, but I'll remember it shortly. Just everything around me has just been all positive. And I joined BX Networking as well, which is a great local and online networking community run by Matt Alderton. I'm going to have Matt on the show at some point. That'd be brilliant. And just meeting some great people online and in person, it's keeping me inspired. It's just in my own little world, I'm in control of it and I'm moving forward. And you know what? Like I do push myself a lot but then I also have time for rest. But I did get sick the other week again and I've been sick all last month. And I was just so frustrated with myself thinking, oh, here goes another 2 weeks of being unwell. I've got my girls' birthdays in October. October's crazy. And our wedding anniversary. I can't be sick right now. And it just made me stop and go, am I forcing too much to happen? I need to just let go, accept that October's my crazy month and just see how things go, right? And pretty much after, I even said that out loud to my copy buddy, Kate Merriweather, who she's going to be on an upcoming episode. And I just said, yeah, I'm just going to let go. And then that afternoon, two new leads came in my inbox. So sometimes you just have to trust in the universe and just let go. Yes, inspired action, but also trust that things will fall into place. So yeah, that's pretty much a big rundown. And what else I've been doing to stay positive apart from the podcasts and things like that is I have been trying to do meditation every day or every second day, depending on what happens, and saying, you know, positive affirmations, everything happens for a reason, one door closes, no one opens, wasn't meant to be. this isn't a fail, it's a learning opportunity, all this kind of stuff, and trying to, you know, get more exercise. I want to get back to my running a bit more and everything like that. So I've just been really mindful of my moods throughout the year. And I read something really great recently was, you know, when you get into a bad mood, you forget that your world then isn't bad. It's just got this red kind of filter over it that everything in my life is shit, but it actually isn't. You're just in a bad mood. And if you can acknowledge that, brilliant. And I think also, like, after talking with, you know, just talking about emotional intelligence the other week with Steph Pinto, I've been a lot more reflective with how I am with my kids and my husband. And I feel like I'm not losing the plot like I did mid-COVID, which has been really good as well. So I'm just constantly reflecting. I'm journaling. I'm being really mindful of, yeah, my actions and why I'm acting like that. And I think that's just kept me on a really smooth path for this year. And it's not over yet. There's still a couple of months left of the year. But bring on 2021. I know I've made all this groundwork and who knows what's ahead. So whatever your circumstances are right now, just remember it's just a chapter in the single life. It's not the epilogue. And yeah, so that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review via your podcast app or at ratethispodcast.com/marketingandme. And if you're interested in connecting, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton. Let me know you listen to the podcast and that's how you heard me. And if you want to learn more about generating leads or outsourcing your copywriting to me, head to my website, righttimemarketing.com.au, and book in a free 30-minute discovery call. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.